Okay. Hello? I say. All right. Can you guys hear me? Hello? Hello, everyone? Hello? Hey. Can I move? Ask you guys to move back a bit, just a little bit. Thank you. And then I've got a goodie bag here and another goodie bag here. Great. Great. Fantastic. Yeah, I really, really am excited to share this morning. As you can see, I brought a whole list of things. Gobus, can I maybe send you to get some water in this for me, please? Because this is very important. Thanks. Great. Fantastic. Yeah. Hello, everyone. My name is Shaul. Nice to meet you all. And it's a great privilege to be able to share to everyone this morning because I think it's going to be fantastic. Did you guys have fun so far? Who enjoyed David and Goliath's story? Huh? Who won? Israelites. I think David won. Yeah. Yeah, David won. But Goliath was quite big. It's funny that it's all the Israelites were the youth. Are you trying to say something here? Huh? Like, I don't know. It's the next gen is all the Israelites and the Philistines or the Euphies. I don't know. I think the Euphies are Israelites as well. But that's just me because I lead them. I'm biased. And that's, yeah, that's a sad thing. But today, Jenna, you're leaving. But today is all about you guys, actually. And I'm excited to share with you guys because actually, I'm going to ask you guys this question. Who likes ice cream? Okay. The reason why I asked is I want you to put down your hands. The title for today's preach is Ice Cream for Jesus. Yeah, wow, got you guys. Lekker. Okay, so we're going to talk about ice cream for Jesus. Who loves ice cream? Yay! Okay, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream? Cookies and cream? Vanilla, chocolate, mint, are you caramel, salted caramel? What else? Huh? Thin roof. Okay, great, great. Thank you. I've got more than enough ice cream flavors thrown at me. So I remember when I was a lot younger than what I am now, when I was about your age, my dad used to take us on Sundays and he would take us to the beach and we would walk around there, play and like I have an older brother that's 4 years older than me. But then there's a certain stage of the day where myself and my brother would start singing a song. Now I think you guys know the song. It's ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Because I really wanted ice cream. Do you guys want ice cream this morning? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to need one more thing for this ice cream. And I'm going to ask my lovely wife to go fetch a couple of spoons there at the back for us. No, I'm going to ask my wife, not you. It's okay. But I brought a lot of things with. Let me show you. I brought some sprinkles, some chocolate, some other flavors and other colors. Blue, yellow, green, orange, pink, purple. All the colors of the rainbow. Another orange one. This white one is very special. You always want this white one on your ice cream. Are you sure? I don't think it's sugar. I think it's something else. And then I brought this bowl because when I eat ice cream, I eat a bowl of ice cream, not just like a small one. Huh? And this morning, we're going to eat ice cream for breakfast. Who's excited for that? Oh, like a ice cream for breakfast. Let's start a trend, huh? I can see some of the parents looking at me. They're like, yo, why did you give a mic to this guy? So I've got this nice tub of ice cream. You can see it's closed. Now, I know that there's some of the youthies that will sit there and they will think, now, Charlotte's surely done something to the ice cream. You see what I mean? Like, no credit. No. Okay. You see, it's closed. You can be my witness. It's closed, locked everywhere. Great. Okay. Thank you. You want to say that again so that everyone has it. Okay. Let me open it for the first time. And open it. Oh, look at that. A lovely tub of ice cream. You want to see? Look at that. Oh, ice cream. Ice cream. More. There we go. Great. You want some more? Must I put in more? Okay, more ice cream. Okay. There we go. So, I am willing to do this. I'm going to ask three people to come up. Whoa, 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 whoa. You don't even know what I'm doing. Put down your hands. Put down your hands. Put down your hands. And drink this water. No, I'm joking. I'm going to ask three people to come up. And I am going to ask you to taste the ice cream to make sure, because obviously you heard from the youth that I would do something to it, to make sure that there's nothing. I did nothing to the ice cream. Okay, so I'm going to ask, young man, you can come up. That's one. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm going to ask one of the adults as well. Is there an adult that's willing? Kevin. Kevin, I hear your name. Kevin can come up, that's it. And then I need somebody from the All Stars. Okay. We're going to make it one more from here. Okay. I know you want to go. You can come up. No. Ethan. Okay. So there's a little, you see that's a spoon. There you go. You can take the spoon. That's yours. There's a spoon for you. There's a spoon for you. There's a spoon for you. And on the count of three, all of you are going to eat at the same time. One, two, three, go. It's normal vanilla ice cream. Great. Okay, you guys can sit down. Thank you very much. I saw him. Don't worry. He's not going to get very far. He can literally just get there. I ran 5 kilometers with Kevin. I know how far he can run. But we can't just speak about ice cream, because that's not the heart of today. I really loved the part where we had David and Goliath fighting. And David was such a great man. He was a man that was called after God's own heart. Huh? That's cool, man. And he wrote some of the Psalms that we get to read in the Bible. But David was not perfect. And I'm going to explain something to you. We all have to make choices. So everyone say choices. 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 We all must make that decision every day. Do you think David had to make that choice to go fight Goliath? Why? Why? Because he wanted to stand for God. And I've got a lot of decisions in front of me. I like making food. I'm not always very good at it, but I love making food. I love experimenting with food. And my one thing is, like, today with the ice cream, I'm going to make a lot of decisions, okay? I'm going to make choices. Yeah, you can try and grab. I'm going to make decisions to throw some decorations over it. But you see, I forgot something else. I know, it's torture, I know. So, do you think it will be a wise decision to throw some salt over the ice cream? Put it back. Put it back. Are you sure? I am pretty sure I heard somebody shout, salted caramel is their favorite flavor. So, we're going to salt the ice cream quickly, just to salt it a bit. Oh! All right, sit down. Ach no! I think I made a mistake. They say it's sugar, but I think it's salt. Let me just taste it quickly. Let me taste. Yeah, that's definitely salt. You want to taste? Okay. All right, that's enough. That's enough tasting. What is it? Ach no! So I've made a mistake. I've ruined my ice cream. I've assaulted my ice cream. All right. Shh. But you know, sometimes we make mistakes. We lie. We speak badly to our friends. We do this thing we call sin. And then we try and do this. Okay, let me show you. I'm pretty sure, if I put this chocolate sauce that I can't get open over, Biffy, you had longer nails. Ah, I got it. Determination. Thank you, Jess. Okay, I think if I put chocolate sauce over, it will work. It will cover the salt, no? It will cover it. Yeah. Now, will you, do you guys agree? It will cover it. Let me try. No! Okay. All right. Let's make it nice and pretty. Let's cover it with chocolate sprinkles as well. That will cover up the salt so well. Let's cover chocolate sprinkles. Yeah. Okay. Sit down, please. So look at that. There's nice chocolate sprinkles for those at the back. Nice, like the ice cream is beginning to melt. That's beautiful. It's gonna be a milkshake. Okay. Should we put on stars? Yeah. All right. Let's put on some stars. Woo! Stars. Okay. There's some stars. I've covered it up well with some stars. All right. Some circles. Some more colors. Let's cover it up. Yeah. Cover up that salt. Okay. And then the last thing, I think they call it mini balls. So it's like a thousand colors. Okay. Let's put it in. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Okay. Great. Go sit down for me, please. So. I know you all want to taste it, but the thing is, this ice cream looks amazing. I'm not gonna lie. Who agrees? Like, that looks great. I will eat this any day of the week. Okay, it looks fantastic. Who wants to taste it? Okay. That's great. Wait. Sit down. Let me clean some of the spoons for you guys. That's it. Cleaning another spoon. Okay. Kira, you can come up. David, you can come up. Did I call you guys? Young man, you can come up. Okay, that's free. I need an all-star. Matthew, you can come up. Over you look. Amber. You had your hand up. Okay, come. There you go. Keep it. Don't eat it just yet. If it drips, it's okay. Keep it up like that. Then it won't drip. Okay. Oh, like a chocolate sauce. Look at that. Gooey chocolate sauce. There. All right. You all probably want to see this chocolatey goodness. Look at that. Amber, this one's yours. Great. Fantastic. It's beautiful. Okay, Matthew, you can take this one. No, don't eat it. Don't eat it. It's okay. You can go sit down, Matthew. Thank you. There's... It's okay. Hold on. Okay. Three. Wait. Let me get out of the way so that everyone can see your faces. Look at everyone. 3, 2, 1. Eat it. So Matthew, how does it taste?
Salty.
Oh, it's salty. I knew it's salty because I salted it with salt. Okay, you can put the spoons on there. Thank you. You all can sit down. No, you can't get some. Thank you. Sit down. Thank you very much. You were great. You were a great audience. But this reminds me. Hey, Tutu. Shh. So this reminds me of a story when I was about, who's 7 or 8 here? 7 and 8. Okay, I was about your age. I was about your age, and my brother was about 12, 13. So that's the All-Stars. And we used to live in a neighborhood where we would go rollerblading at night. And it was amazing. So I would put my rollerblades on and then do my tricks, my little jumps, and do like, woo! And I was I think I was the bee's knees back then. But I rollerbladed, and myself, my brother, and his friend decided we're going to go rollerblading one night. And we go down the suburb, and we get to a house, and we hear this funny bird noises, like, caw, 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 and woo! And we're like, oh, there's some weird things going on in there. But who's curious? Like, I'm very curious. So we're like, okay, we're going to go check what's making those noises. So we went in there, and as we went in there, we saw that there's eagles and owls and a lot of exotic birds. And we like, yo, this is like a zoo just in the person's backyard. That's so cool. And we saw reptiles. And then there was this big open freezer that had no top, but a little bit of water and what we call a plat anna. Now, if you don't know what a plat anna is, it's a flat frog, basically. It looks like a frog that got rided over, but it's just so flat and it bounces everywhere. And we caught these plat annas because I told my brother, listen, thy arend, that eagle, looks hungry. Now, I was 7. Do you think I know what an eagle looks like when he's hungry? Of course I do. Yes, I caught some of those plat annas and we started feeding them to the eagles and the owls. And the next moment we heard something in the house. Oh. So we made sure we get out of there. And we started running away, put our rollerblades on, and we rided around for about 10, 15, 20 minutes. I can't remember because it's so far ago. But we took our time to get back home. And when we got home, my dad asked us, so, where were you guys? My response was, no, we were just rollerblading. I wasn't lying. I was just not telling the whole truth. And then I tried to cover it up with another story. And I was like, no, we were rollerblading on that side. And he's like, how do you know which side I'm going to ask you were at? And eventually, me trying to cover up my lie didn't work out. You know, it's so funny that we all make mistakes. Who has never lied in this hall? Never ever told a lie. There, you just lied. Thank you. Who has never made a mistake? Who has never sinned? Your next level. I want to get to know you. See, we all make mistakes. But what do? When we make a mistake, we say sorry. But most of the times, we're too afraid to say sorry. Then we do this. We take the chocolate sauce and we cover up our sin. We cover up all our mistakes, and then we think like it's okay. I put chocolate sauce over my sin, so it's not as bad. It won't taste as bad. But you know what's the bad thing? It leaves a really, really, really sour taste in your mouth. And actually, on your heart, it grows hard. So let me show you this. Look in there. Can you guys see that? There's white stuff in there. Can you see that? What do you think that is? That's salt. For those at the back, you can't, but it's salt. It doesn't want to come out. And that's the problem. If we, like, I can shake it, I can throw it in the air. See, if we continue sinning, if we continue doing the things that we do and keep on covering it up around our heart, it's going to grow hard. And we're going to stop hearing God's voice. And we're going to stop following God. And we're actually going to like covering up our mistakes, our lies, our talking bad to our friends, our sins. And our hearts are going to grow hard like this little ball. You see, it's hard. Look there. I can touch it. It's hard. It doesn't want to come off. And there's a Bible verse that's very, very important. It's 1 John. Thank you, Stephen. 1 John. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from sin. And that's so important because here, I am going to show you what God does for us. This ball is your heart. Say, everyone, this ball is my heart. Is my heart hard to God? Ask yourself, is your heart hard to God today? Oh, so then let's make it soft. This bowl has water in, and that represents the blood of Jesus that cleanses us. And this cloth is the body. Look at that. A little bit of water, just a tiny bit, will make us clean. You see, David, who was such a great man, made a mistake. And then he lied. And he made another mistake to try and cover up his sins. And then after it all, he got to a place where he had to repent. So everyone say, repent. Now, repentance means to turn away from our sins, to turn away from our mistakes. And when we do that, Jesus does this to us. He washes us nice and clean. It is. Feel there. It's nice and clean. So if I continue washing it, and I continue repenting, and if I continue repenting, continue allowing God to change my heart and to change who I am, it's going to get clean, and it's going to get washed clean, because Jesus paid a very high price so that our sins can be forgiven. Look at that. It's falling apart because Jesus, when he cleans us, he cleans us well. And he leaves us spotless. Who wants to feel there? Feel. It's clean, huh? It's clean. It's clean. Now say, okay, you can sit down. So the last verse I'm going to share with you is out of Luke. Before we're going to end with a little prayer. For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known to come to the light. So that verse tells us that every time we make a mistake, God knows. He knows everything. And he wants us to have fellowship with one another. He wants us to live in right standing with one another. So he wants us to share and be front-footed. Can everyone say front-footed? Front-footed. Let's front-footed. Where's my David? David, front-footed. You were front-footed when you were fighting Goliath. And repent of our sins so that he can clean us. Nice and clean. So my question to you guys and to everyone here this morning, do you want to be ice cream that leaves a salty taste in the mouth of the people around you? Or do you want to be good, nice, delicious, flavorful ice cream that when people taste of it, they want more? Which ice cream do you want? The second one, no. Yeah, the second one. Chocolate and bubble gum, the one that everyone can eat. No, not the one with salt. Not the one with salt. Okay, all right, shh. Hey, shh. So my last question to you is this. Is there any salt on your heart that you need to speak to your parents about? If there is, make sure you speak to them today still. And then to the adults. It's easy to see how quickly our hearts can grow hard towards God. A simple illustration with a little bit of salt over ice cream shows us just how easy it is for one little sin to enter into our lives and create this whole bad spot in our heart. And that grows and grows and grows. And I believe that God has called us to be clean, pure, and spotless. He doesn't want us to have a hard heart towards him. So I'm going to pray for us this morning, and I'm going to pray for all of you guys as well. Okay, close eyes. Let's close eyes. Yes, Lord, we thank you that this morning we can hear just your word, Lord. We thank you that we can worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that that verse speaks of a whole heart worshiping you, Lord. A pure heart worshiping you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that our hearts, you wash it clean, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that by your blood, you wash clean all the salt around our hearts. And that, Father, that you turn us into ice cream that will scream for you, Lord. Yeah, let our lives represent you and represent you well. Yeah, help us not to lie and help us to walk in the ways that you have for us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.